Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's say you need a medication refill or there's a prescription you want to try. You search for it online and find a company that has what you want. The price is right, the website is clean and inviting, you fill out a short survey, and a few days later, bingo, medication arrives at your home. But some of the medical data you gave the company may have been shared with major tech companies, possibly without your knowledge. Joining us to talk about this is Stat's Katie Palmer, health tech correspondent for our editorial partners at Stat, the Health and Medicine publication. Katie, hello.
Hello.
So your piece was published in collaboration with the tech publication The Markup, and you focused on the practices of direct-to-consumer telehealth companies. What do these companies do?
Well, these are part of a growing class of telehealth companies. You might be familiar with the bigger ones like Teladoc and Amwell that sort of have provided more primary care services or urgent care services, where you go if you have sort of a question or a need, more like you would take to your normal primary care doctor in person. These new class of companies, though, they tend to focus more on specific health conditions, everything from depression and anxiety, sexually transmitted infections, to migraines and substance use disorders. So they're really more targeted. They simultaneously think about the patient as a patient and a consumer.
So you get medication from them. You don't necessarily see a physician.
No, you do see a physician. You can see them in different ways, or it could be a physician or a nurse practitioner, some kind of healthcare provider that has prescribing abilities. But you might talk to them in a video call, or you might text with them. It can happen in a lot of different ways.
Got it. Now, you start your story by focusing on one company called Workit Health, and you revealed that Workit was sharing personal medical information with Facebook. How?
Yeah, so this is the type of third-party tracking that you see all over the internet when you go shopping. When you see an ad following you all around and you're like, how is that happening? It's the same kind of cookies and trackers. We looked at the payloads being sent from these websites to all of these different third-party platforms, Facebook, Google, TikTok, the long list.
And the info that they're sending comes from basic information that people put on an intake form, right?
It can in some cases, yes. Sometimes the information is just about your IP address, you know, your personal identifier on your computer, essentially. And then In some cases, we did find personal information that you actively share, like your answers about your medical history, your prescriptions, your substance use in those onboarding quizzes, those specific answers being sent to these third-party platforms.
Now, why wouldn't those kind of specific medical answers be protected or covered by HIPAA, the federal law that protects the right to privacy-related healthcare information?
Yes. Basically, HIPAA was not built for this at all. It wasn't built for most of the situations that it's applied to today. When we think about it as a health privacy law, it's really not. And it definitely wasn't written with telehealth in mind in this sort of modern healthcare delivery system that we're working with now. So it's complicated with these telehealth companies because they're not technically providing you the care. Typically, there's a business set up where they are providing online infrastructure to a separate company that is employed by these healthcare providers. And once you're talking to those providers, HIPAA typically might apply, depending on some really detailed stuff about insurance coverage and stuff like that. And some of the information that the telehealth websites collect also might be covered by HIPAA, but only under very specific business associate agreements.
So all this matters, Katie, because once information is shared with advertisers, then in people's feeds, ads could show up for services or therapies that might be unnecessary or even harmful. How did the direct consumer companies and advertising platforms respond to your investigation?
Well, a lot of them thought that their policies and practices were completely within the realm of their shared privacy policies that they present on their websites. There's a separate class that is associated with the providers. But a few of the telehealth websites did note that that is not information that they wanted to be sharing with the third-party platforms and changed their cookies and trackers, sharing information with those third parties to different degrees. Workit was one of them. And the tech platforms receiving the information, by and large, simply said, it's on the telehealth companies not to be sending us this sensitive information, and that is written in our policies. So there's a bit of buck passing, but a couple of the tech companies that were receiving this information did say they would sort of shut down a receipt of this information from the telehealth companies that we shared with them.
So very quickly, if people are actually using these sites, what can they do to be more careful or to ensure that their information isn't shared with advertisers?
Yeah, it's really tricky. I mean, you can do things like install cookie blockers, but it's really a personal decision. And the thing that our sources were extra clear about is that it shouldn't have to be up to patients to wade through these hard decisions one by one by reading through dozens and dozens of pages of privacy policies. They thought we needed more comprehensive action to, you know, actually regulate healthcare privacy online in this world that we're living in today. And that means something different than HIPAA as it currently exists.
Katie Palmer, a health tech correspondent with our editorial partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Katie, thank you.
Thank you so much.